Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
You want to know the secret to living a healthier life? Our next guest has answers, 67 of them. He's appeared on television, radio, and writes articles on diet and health. Welcome, certified professional coach and author of the book, Diet Success Strategies, 67 Ways to Take Control of Your Food and Your Life, Alan Aronoff. Here is Dr. David Friedman.
Alan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Friedman. Thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you here. Now, your book is called Diet Success Strategies, and for our listeners that may be struggling with their weight or their overall health, share with us how your strategies can make a difference in their lives.
Okay, absolutely. And let me start with kind of a scenario, a challenge that so many of us have. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it's a typical Monday morning. We wake up and we say, you know, this week we want to lose a few pounds, so today I'm going to really be really strict on my diet. And then we get busy, we go to work or whatever we're doing, and we don't think about it until it's, say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're hungry, and then we're looking in the refrigerator or looking at the menu, and we're saying, well, here's what I want to eat, and here's what I should eat. And see, at that point, we're trying to use our self-discipline. And what we all, or a lot of us have found, is that self-discipline is really no match against these eating habits that we've just been feeding for years.
Right.
So, you know, rather than another book that just tells us what to eat, I created a book called Diet Success Strategies. So it's based on up to 67 different strategies that we put into what we call a diet management system. So you kind of pick and choose what's going to work for you. And it acknowledges that what we do with our mouth always starts in our head, kind of with the thoughts, feelings, and emotions. These are what drive our behaviors. So I'll quickly just tell you, like, there's a four-step process that mm-hmm. the strategies fall into that help us kind of get clear on this. So the first is we need to really know what it is that we want to do with our diet. We need clarity, because if we don't know for sure I want to either lose some weight or maintain a weight, we're kind of in the middle of nowhere land, and we're not going to get there because it is a challenge for us. The next process is we kind of need to know why. This is where our motivation comes from. The only way that we can make the end result more powerful than the taste of the food is to really have that end result in mind and keep focused on that. And the third is how we're going to do it. So we create a detailed plan. Just a vague idea of what you're going to eat for a lot of people is not enough. So there's actually strategies to break down, you know, what we're going to eat, how much, how often, where, and even with whom sometimes makes a difference of what we're going to eat. And then the last step in the process is what's going to get in the way of our diet plan. Because
right.
probably the same things that threw us off track last week are probably going to be the same thing this week. And usually the most popular is stress and temptation. And the more that we can anticipate those events, the more often we can prevent them.
Great. Now, I like that you call yourself a diet success coach, because just like all successful athletes, they really rely on a coach to help guide them to victory. Getting healthy and losing weight really requires the same thing. So being a coach, what do you consider the biggest challenge when it comes to people implementing your strategy? What do you bang your head against the wall and say they're just not getting it?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I think what we all do, or a lot of us do, is we really don't understand that the most normal thing in the world, I mean, we've got 10,000 taste buds in our tongue, the most normal thing in the world is to want to eat these foods that the manufacturers make with salt and sugar and fat and all these tasty things. So, you know, we've been eating these things for years. Kind of get away from that, we need a more comprehensive process that we got to step back and really, for some people, they may need to make this the most important thing in their life until they can sustain their diet and change their eating habits.
Right.
And that's really kind of where coaching comes through and why it's so successful, because whether it's once a week or once every couple weeks, to kind of really sit with someone and kind of get clear about what it is you're doing and how you're doing it, there's these little tweaks that you can make until you find the strategies that are going to work for you.
That makes sense. Now, you have a personal reason for writing this book. Tell us what created your passion for healthy eating.
Sure, absolutely. Well, it goes back about 7 years ago. I was a business guy and very successful, and everything was going well in my business life, but in my personal life, I was having a bit of a challenge. I was actually on my way to kidney failure due to a genetic condition when a friend of mine donated his kidney to me. And it was one of those things that you read about. It really happened to me. One of these days, I woke up about 3 months after, and like the light bulb just went off, and I'm like, you know what? I'm really supposed to have died. I'm only alive because this gift my friend gave me and modern medicine. And I had such a sense of gratitude, and it really never went away. And I said, I need to help people. So let me start with my own challenges. I was about 20 pounds overweight. I'd get these terrible gout pains in my food if I ate the wrong things. I was afraid of, you know, heart disease and cancer, all these things I know food leads to. So So I went to the bookstore, and I'm looking at all these books, and I'm thinking, how could there be so many books on diet, and we all have such a problem? And again, this is where, like, the light bulb just went off. I'm like, we don't need another book that tells us what to eat. How do you stay on a diet? So I started researching and getting into personal coaching and working with people and, you know, studying this for years, and I really kind of came up with these strategies. Or some of them are so simple, but they just make a lot of sense and can help people.
Well, you know, your personal story is really proof positive that in life you do get a do-over. You're not trapped in this cell of unhealthiness. That you know, I tell people this every day, trillions of cells are dying in your body and get replaced. Your stomach gets replaced every few days. Your lungs, liver, heart, kidney, bones, they all get replaced. And when they get replaced, it's the food and nutrients you have in that body. So you have a chance to get those good cells forming into these organs as well. So that's a great point. One thing I want to mention, you know, you have two best weapons to fight disease that you mentioned in a blog that you wrote were healthy diet and lifestyle. What do you consider the most important change someone can start doing tomorrow? One change to get on the pathway, not a whole list. If they just wake up in the morning, say, do this, and they're on the road.
The simplest thing for someone like that, simple strategy, is you need to remember that just thinking about your diet, like first thing in the morning, and then forgetting about it till you're hungry, it's already too late. So if somebody just, they have usually their calendar, their Notely planner. I mean, for some people, you know, you eat a healthy breakfast, you're good at that, but you realize that lunch is where you fall down every day. So waiting till you're hungry at 1 o'clock may not do it. You might need to kind of take 10 minutes at 11 o'clock, 10 minutes at 12 o'clock, 10 minutes at 12:30 to kind of just take a breath, look back at your notes, and think about your life, think about why this diet's so important to you. So you're kind of getting yourself ready for when that temptation comes, and that might help you.
That makes sense. Now, you're offering to 5 lucky listeners a free 30-minute diet success coaching session. How can they enter?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, if they go to the website, dietsuccessstrategies.com, and they just type in, use the contact form, and in the subject line, just type Good Health Radio, the email will be captured in there. And Monday we're going to do a drawing for 5 people, and we're giving them a free 30-minute coaching session so we can understand their personal situations and hopefully have a few answers for them that might help them with their challenge.
That's great. And like I said, you know, reading a book, taking pills, chewing these candy bars that are diet or shakes, I'm telling you, it just doesn't do it. You need a coach. You need somebody that you're accountable to, somebody that's going to guide you, and somebody who personalizes a program to you because your needs are different than Sally next door who might be needing to lose some weight. So it's great that I think people do need coaching because, you know, without a coach, you're solo. You're independent, and who wants to do it alone?
Absolutely.
So that's great. And in the final minutes we have, if you had to pick one thing out of your book I didn't cover, what would you like to say?
Well, so let's see. So, you know, one of the strategies is actually what I call in the master strategies, we have a few different things. And the first thing, I call strategy number one for a reason, and it's, I call it make a real commitment. Because this thing with diet and breaking these eating habits and establishing new ones is really a lot harder than people, than a lot of people understand, and they tend to give up too early. So the thing is to make a real commitment to yourself that, you know what, this is more complicated than you would like it to be. You don't know the answers right now, but you're going to keep working on this and keep finding strategies that work for you until you get what you want. And that real commitment is what's going to carry you.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Alan, thanks so much for sharing your story and information about your new book, Diet Success Strategies. To learn more about Alan's book and to qualify to win a free 30-minute diet success coaching session, you can go to dietsuccessstrategies.com. And don't go away because we have so much great health and wellness information coming up after the short break. It's right here on To Your Good Health Radio with Dr. David Friedman. Remember, you can listen anytime on the go or on demand to yourgoodhealthradio.com. Check out our podcasts. We have so much great information and so many amazing guests that are here giving this information you can trust and quality information on these great podcasts. So stay tuned for To Your Good Health Radio. We have lots more coming up.